Welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast, your favorite show for all things business, design, and otherwise. I'm Emily, your host, and I'm so excited you're here. Without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about something a bit different in business. Today, I'm going to be talking about the best and objectively worst investments I made in my business this year. I'm not going to lie, I'm not somebody that makes investments in her business often, but this year was a year of doing so. So I've broken it down into like three different categories for like both types, and it's equipment, software, and services. So without too much talking, let's just get into it. So the first thing that I feel like was the best investment for my business was honestly my computer. So for the last like 3 years, I've been dealing with a 2013 MacBook Pro 13-inch. And if you know anything about computers, I had the 128 gig, 4 gig RAM computer, and it was like the lowest MacBook model they had. And I bought it with the idea that like, oh, this will get me through film school, because I bought it before I went into college and I was going to college for film. And that computer in a design business didn't last me 3 years. It had gotten to the point where the battery was having issues and it was just like problem after problem after problem. So finally I was like, you know what? Screw it. So I traded it in for my MacBook Pro 26 or my MacBook Pro 16-inch. 2020, I think, like the early model, not the one with the M1 chip, I wish. But since making this investment, my business has just been so much better. Everything runs so much smoother. I can do more, like run my podcast and edit videos and design and have like all the programs I need open without like draining the battery. Cause that was the biggest issue with my last computer, was I'd have just my design software open and the battery would drain in like an hour. And I got it replaced from Apple. They charged me like $100 to replace other things I didn't send it in for. And it honestly just kind of sucked. So this was probably my best investment equipment-wise. Next is the thing I'm actually talking to you on. I honestly don't know how it sounds yet, but it's a Blue Yeti Nano mic. This one's actually a new investment, as in I literally just got this like 2 weeks ago. But this has made so much amazing content in my business so far. Like, I've already used it for lives, for recording podcasts, for making videos. It's really versatile. It literally is just plug and play. You don't have to install any software or anything. They do have a software for it, but you don't need it. And it really just has amazing quality and is great for if you're podcasting or if you're doing live videos a lot. I love it. The third equipment investment that I feel like one of the best investments I made was my iPad Pro back in January, so the beginning of the year. I got the 2019 iPad Pro 11-inch with the Apple Pencil 2. So I have been having that for my business, and as a designer, I was like, I need this. I need to be able to do handwritten objects and drawings and things like that. So it was the first investment I made in the entire year, and it kind of just set the motion for investing in everything else in my business. And I have to say, I absolutely love this. Not only do I work on it, I watch YouTube on it and Netflix on it, and I can talk to my boyfriend on it, honestly. I have him on FaceTime on there a lot. And I really just use it for everything from business to personal, so it was a great investment. Next, okay, I'm just looking at this list, and 90% of my best investments were Apple products, so, like, I apologize, but I'm an Apple lover, and these products have just helped me so much. So, that being said, my next best investment was AirPods. I got these in March, right after the pandemic started, because I was like, I need to be able to use my iPad for things. Up until that point, I only could listen to it on speaker, and I live with a roommate. I don't want to be blasting my music all day every day. So instead, I was like, okay, I'm going to get AirPods. And this was another really good investment because I can take them anywhere. They connect seamlessly to my phone, my computer, my iPad, and I can trade devices depending on what I'm doing on it. It's really, really just helpful. when it comes to that. And it's also super convenient. You no longer have cords that you get stuck on and things like that. So this is definitely a really good investment. And finally, for the good investments for the equipment, I have an Apple Watch. This was probably my latest investment, and I got it for, like, my launch. So if you guys didn't hear my last episode, I did a launch, and as my launch gift to myself, I bought a Apple Watch because I was like, okay, I want to get healthier. I have health problems that I want to take care of, and best way to do that is by investing in my health. So I got an Apple Watch, and I literally love this thing. I do everything with it. I set timers. I control music. I count how many calories I've burned, how much time I've spent exercising, all of the things. And it's truly been incredible. It's also nice just to have a watch so I'm not constantly picking up my phone. It's definitely helped my phone battery a lot. So that was my last good investment equipment wise. Now for my one bad equipment investment. And it's honestly like such a tiny investment, you might laugh at it, but it's my iPad Pro 11 case. So when I bought my iPad, I really wanted a pink case to go with it. I don't know why. I just was like, I want it to be pink. I want it to be pink. I want it to be pink. So I bought this case off of Amazon. It was some brand I'd never heard of. And the reviews were pretty good. So I was like, okay, it can't be that bad. This is the shittiest piece of equipment I've ever owned. It does not hold together at all. The magnet is faulty. Like, it does not magnetize at all, which sucks because usually the magnet turns on and off your screen because of the sensor. So it doesn't do that. It holds the pencil in place, but that's about it. It's falling apart. It's ripping. I've super glued it twice in the last 12 months basically, and it's still not holding. It's just falling apart. And now I'm not rough on it. I don't throw it around, but it sucks. So that's the worst equipment investment I've made. Honestly, like, I haven't made many equipment investments, but that's probably one of the biggest categories of investments I've made. And now we're going to get on to the second biggest category, and that's software. So as you guys know, I'm a designer, I run my own business, and that means I use a lot of softwares. So here are the ones that I think are worth it. The first is Affinity Designer and Publisher. You've probably heard me talk about these on the podcast or on Instagram if you follow me there, or really just anywhere, but I love these apps. They're basically Adobe competitors with an amazing price tag. So Adobe, the horrible company that they are, charge $50+ a month to get their design suite. And their apps are not fantastic. I've had many problems with them in the past. So at the beginning of the year, I was like, I'm trading. I'm going to go to Affinity Designer and Affinity Publisher. Each of these apps were $50 total. So no monthly fees, nothing like that. And it honestly is just as good, if not better, in my opinion, than Adobe. These apps, honestly, they're missing some features that Adobe has, but you can obviously and very easily adapt and still use them. So that's honestly a plus for me, so I'm not missing anything. But yeah, I think these were one of the best investments. And if you're a designer or if you just want to design in your business, I'd seriously look into this instead of Adobe. It's so much easier to use. It's still professional. You can still open Adobe files like Adobe Illustrator files, InDesign files, and Photoshop files. But you also have Affinity's like native design file, which is great. Whew, I'm talking so fast. How are you guys enjoying this? Next on the software list is Procreate. Now, if you guys are an iPad owner or if you're on art TikTok, then you know that Procreate is a design app, basically like a drawing app on the iPad. And this app is so much fun to use. I have lots and lots of brushes and so many color palettes, and I love just going in here and designing, whether it's for a client or just to like get my creative juices flowing like I have been recently. Honestly, I think this is one of the first purchases I made on my iPad and probably the best purchase I've made for my iPad. It's so much fun to use. There's so many different things you can do with it. And it just lets me be creative in a different way. Like, I was never good at art as a kid, believe it or not. I drew something and it was not the prettiest. And I was like, oh, I'm never going to be able to draw. But then I got this app and I have played around with it and I've actually drawn some really amazing things that I don't think I would have been able to do otherwise. So I really love it. Next are a couple of like apps and websites that I use for my business constantly. The first is Podia. Now, you might be like, what the hell is that? It's an all-in-one course platform, kind of like Kajabi and Kartra, but so much better in my opinion. So I've been using Podia since June for my membership. If you guys don't know, I have a content template membership, which you can get for 20% off until like January 3rd. But I've been using this for my membership, for my courses, for all my digital products, and it's truly amazing. You can sell a bunch of different types of products, whether it is a course, you can sell webinars, you can sell digital downloads, bundles, you can sell a membership, and it's just a really great platform. I find it really easy to use and easy to customize, and I'm actually doing it for some other clients as well. So I'm setting up their Podias for them and branding it for them, and it's overall just amazing. It's actually very affordable, I feel. I mean, it's more than the entire Adobe suite, but with this, you sell products, you get to create like a platform for your clients to interact. You also get email marketing like built into it. So that's another great feature. And altogether, it's $39 a month for like no membership or $79 a month with a membership. So it's really, really affordable. Speaking of that, I also want to say Showit is one of the other amazing softwares I use. Showit is a website building platform for creative entrepreneurs, and I absolutely love it. I have built all my websites on there. I've built client websites on there. All my landing pages are on there. So if you go and like sign up for my workshop down below, my 5 Branding Essentials workshop, you'll actually see it. And it's like such a fun platform. It's drag and drop, super easy, no coding required, and it's just overall incredible. After that, of course, we have Zoom. Everybody's been living on Zoom recently, so it's no surprise that I say this, but with client meetings and webinars and just things like that, it was a really good investment to make. I honestly just upgraded to like the lowest tier, and it's honestly done so much for my business. So 10 out of 10, highly recommend, especially if you're meeting with clients or wanting to host webinars or things with multiple people all at once. Next is my client management software, client relationship management software to be specific, and it's actually HoneyBook. So I switched from Dubsado to HoneyBook earlier this year, and I'm glad I made the switch. Now, back until like August probably, you heard me preach about Dubsado and how much I love it and how you should use it because it's super customizable, but I hadn't been on HoneyBook in years at that point, and I was just ready to like make a switch, try something new. And it definitely helped that they had that HoneyBook had like a $1 per month for the next 6 months promo. So I was like, hell yeah, we're doing this. So I signed up, and it honestly has been so nice for my business. It's so much easier to use than Dubsado, and I just find it overall better. No offense to Dubsado, I love you. It's just for my business, HoneyBook works better. For other businesses, Dubsado will definitely work for you. But for me personally, HoneyBook has worked, and I love it so much. Finally, for the good softwares and the best investments I made in softwares is Noun Project. Now, this is an icon platform where I pay a certain amount every year and I get access to all of these icons and whatnot that I can use for branding projects, for my own business, things like that. It's really a great platform and a great app to have. I love it so much. I literally have used it in all of my clients' projects. So highly recommend if you're a designer and you're looking for icons and you're not really savvy at designing them. Like I'm not great at icons at all. So I use this and it's super, super helpful. After that, we're going to get into the bad softwares, the ones that were the worst investments. Okay. They're not totally bad. They're just not good for my business. So the first one is Whereby, and I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but it's a basically Zoom competitor that offers like customizable rooms, brandable rooms, and it boasted like being great for Teams and meetings and whatnot. So I bought into it for, I want to say, a month, and it just was not great for me. I did not like it. I thought it was just really annoying. It always was laggy, and it cost far more for less options and less usability than Zoom gives you. So I canceled it after a month. I was like, I can't do this anymore, and I went and paid for Zoom instead. And then finally, this is like my hot take, my no nuance November, even though it's December, is Canva. I think that's one of the worst investments I have made, but I made it and I'm glad I did make it. So I don't use Canva for my own business often. I use it for basically GIFs for my page and every now and then for like a short video intro for my YouTube, just because like it's easier than trying to pull everything together on Final Cut Pro. So that's about all I've used it for, and I finally was talked into using it for my membership for, I think since like September I've been using it, and I've been paying for Pro, and I just don't think it's worth it. I hate the interface and the lack of customizable options, and like, I don't like the platform itself, so I feel like it's so cookie cutter, and everybody uses the same templates on there, which is kind of why I made my own templates, but also, like, it's just, there's not many options for anything you can use on there, and you can't make your own custom frames or anything like that. Trust me, I've tried, and it's just not great. I only use it for my membership, really, so I have to say it's one of the worst investments, and I wish I didn't have to pay the amount I'm paying for it just to use it for my membership, but it is what it is. Okay, and finally, for our best investments, we're going to be talking about services and products. Now, these are things that I've either hired somebody for or I've purchased that have helped my business that aren't like softwares or equipment. So the first is coaching with my coach, Alyssa. Alyssa is amazing. She's in her client studio on Instagram. She's linked down in the description. And I absolutely have loved working with her. She's not only one of my friends and one of my clients, but she's also my coach. And she helps me with basically sales and just running my business and figuring out what my next steps are. I don't think I'd be where I am without her. I think I'd be lost. I think I'd have like the most stress ever without her. So I really, really love working with her. We signed like a huge multi-month contract, and I just can't wait for what else is to come. We started in like August, and I think we go till like March or April of next year. So 10 more coming with Alyssa. I absolutely love her. And yeah, next is Sales Funnel Secrets with Danny Straven. So I signed up for this one earlier last month, and this was probably the biggest investment I have made in my business. It was a lot money-wise, and it was something where I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. But I wanted to do sales funnels. I talked about this in the last episode. I really want my business to become passive. And again, I'm going to talk about this more next week. But I was like, I want to do this, but I don't know how to do it correctly. So I took the plunge and I signed on for Danny's mastermind coaching, group coaching program. And I'm really excited. I'm a week in. Like, we literally started on Monday. It's now Thursday. And I've already learned so much from her. I've already like outlined my funnel, and I just see it going so well and learning so much from her. So I'm super excited about that. And I feel like it was a really, really good investment. And finally, on the good investments, it's the business bundle. Now, this came out in probably July, and it was a giant course bundle from a lot of different creators. Everyone from like Jenna Kutcher to Chris Dixon, like 97 courses, I think. There was a lot in it, as well as a couple memberships. And it was available for like 8 days or something. It was only $100. And I was at a point in my business where this came out and I had like probably $300 or $400 in my bank account. And I went back and forth for like 3 days. Like, should I buy it? Should I buy it? Will it do anything for me? And I have to say, yeah, it did. I ended up purchasing it like right before it closed. And it has helped so much. It's taught me so much. I've taken a lot of the courses already. I'm still working through even more of them. And it just was so insightful. It gave you so many different learning resources for everything from finance to content creation to hiring to like going and actually trying to get hired. So lots of different things. And for $100, I felt like it was more than worth it. And it was really incredible. So believe it or not, I don't actually have any bad investments in this area. Like, I feel like everything I did and purchased, a service and product wise, was good. Whether or not like it helped me bring in a lot of money, I always learned from it, and I felt like it was something that I didn't want to miss out on and that I didn't miss out on. So yeah, okay, now that we've gone through all of these investments, we're going to take a break for ads, and then we're going to get into all of the other fun goodness. Okay, let's do it. Are you ready to upgrade your content for the new year? If so, I have something just for you. My content template membership, the Emily Society, is grown immensely over the past few months. Not only are the templates on Affinity Designer, but now you can also get them for Canva, your favorite graphic design software. And because it's the holiday season and in the spirit of giving back, I'm giving you guys 20% off your membership if you sign up before January 3rd. That's right. You can get 20% off your monthly membership price or even your yearly membership price when you sign up before January 3rd. All you have to do is go to canyonmooncreative.com/society and sign up. If you don't see the discount there, don't worry. All you have to do is enter holiday content at checkout and you're good and gold. So, do you want to save 20% and spend $22 a month, less than $22 a month, on amazing content for your business? Head to canyonmooncreative.com/society and sign up now. Again, this deal only lasts till January 3rd, so grab it today. Are you ready to invest in an all-in-one system for your business? One where you can send contracts, invoice your clients, send emails, and collect all the info you need for your projects? I recently switched to HoneyBook and I am obsessed. It's everything I need for my brand design and coaching business in one clean, easy to use software. I can't tell you how much I love this platform, but what I can do is give you a free 7-day trial and 20% off your first year. If you like to check out HoneyBook, use the code Emily97256 and get 20% off and your free 7-day trial. If you don't remember that, don't worry, it's linked in the show notes down below. So head there, click, sign up, and get started on your free trial today. Have you considered adding email marketing to your business strategy but can't find a platform that's as beautiful as the rest of your business yet still affordable? Meet Flowdesk, the amazing platform designed for business owners with creativity at the forefront. This email marketing platform has all you need to build an email list and send aesthetically pleasing, engaging emails that convert your audience into customers. I absolutely love this platform, and I wanted to give you guys an amazing offer. Use the code CANYONMOON when signing up and get 50% off your membership for life, as well as a free 30-day trial. Again, use the code CANYONMOON to get 50% off and a free 30-day trial. You won't regret starting to use Flowdesk in your business. Just like last week, I obviously wanted to hop on here and do another small business shout out. This one is for another one of my business friends and clients. Her name is Kelly, and she runs K&Co Studio. She is a CRM expert for designers that helps you build workflows and get your client management system ready for you to work less and earn more. I've been working with Kelly on getting a new project of hers branded and set up, and she's truly amazing to work with. I love her energy. I love how efficient she is and just how nice she is. And I think everybody should work with her if they need help setting up their CRM and want to invest in that. If you're a designer and you want someone to help her out, or help set you up, she is definitely your girl. If you guys want to check her out, head to K&Co Studio on Instagram. It'll be linked down below in this episode so you can check her out, follow her, and hire her because she's truly, truly incredible. This week's song of the week is actually one I've been loving this past week. It came out on Friday of last week, but I really, really love it. It's Monsters by All Time Low featuring Black Bear and Demi Lovato. Now, when the original version came out over the summer, I didn't love it because it had Black Bear in it and I just don't like his style of music, and that's okay. Like, it's okay to dislike a song, but as like I was listening to it, I was just like, it's not my favorite. And then Demi and All Time Low announced this new version of it, and I got super excited because I love All Time Low and I love Demi Lovato, and the fact that she was going back to like her pop punk like B beginnings, I was like, yes, I'm here for it. Her voice just like fits the music style so well. So I was super, super excited for it to come out. And when it finally did, I was like, hell yeah, this is so good. So it's literally been on repeat since it came out. And I'm really surprised I'm saying that, but it is just such a good song. So if you guys want to listen to this song and all the other songs that have ever been mentioned on the podcast, you can head to Spotify and search for the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist, or you can click the button down below in the link and head over there and listen to them all. There's probably like 100 songs by now. I'm not sure. I don't keep track. But there's lots and lots of songs, and just it's a great playlist for you to listen to if you're working, or if you're working out, or if you just need some music to like slip and hide away with. Yeah, this week's song of the week is Monsters. So yeah, I hope you guys liked that episode. I feel like it definitely was a bit more rambly than my other episodes, but I had a lot of thoughts on kind of my investments, and I wanted to be real with you guys and honest with you guys and not like try and write everything down and read from a script. I hate when people do that, so I wanted to just like talk about it in the moment, and because of that, I rambled a lot, but I'm sure you guys understand, and a lot of you are probably the same way, so hey, shout out to you. Anyways, if you guys want to find anything that's been mentioned in this episode, from my coaches to the podcast playlist to my free webinar, you can find so in the show notes. They're all there. You can click there. You can sign up. You can follow people. The whole nine yards. It's really fun, really easy to do. And yeah, I will be back next week as promised with a video or a podcast, not a video. Jesus, I'm also doing Vlogmas. It's all getting confused. But I will be back next week with a podcast all about sales funnels and why I'm doing it, how I'm doing it, and like my thoughts behind it. So yeah, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.